USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is firing back at Democrats in Congress after the release of a transcript detailing the call he had with Ukraine's newly elected president back in July.
It's the single greatest witch hunt in American history, probably in history, but in American history. It's a disgraceful thing. The letter was a great letter, meaning the letter revealing the call. That was done at the insistence of myself and other people that read it. It was a friendly letter. There was no pressure. The way you had that built up, that call, it was going to be the call from hell. It turned out to be a nothing call.
The president is continuing to meet with world leaders in New York City. General Motors and the union that represents 48,000 striking hourly workers in the United States have made progress in talks toward a new deal, but are struggling with pay, job security, and new temporary workers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing, because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
The murder trial of a Dallas police officer continues on Wednesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A white Dallas police officer who said she thought she was in her apartment when she fatally shot her black neighbor in his apartment last year had no drugs or alcohol in her system at the time, according to a police detective who testified yesterday on day two of Amber Geiger's murder trial. Prosecutors say Geiger should have noticed she was on the wrong floor, and they say she was distracted by a phone and text conversation. Her defense lawyers have argued she fired in self-defense, thinking that she was in her home and that Botham Jean was a burglar.
A second parent involved in the college admissions fraud scandal will serve prison time. California business executive Devin Sloan was sentenced in federal court in Boston on Tuesday to 4 months in prison and 500 hours of community service. Sloan was trying to get his son into USC as a water polo recruit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls Democrats obsessed with impeaching President Trump the day after the Democrats announce a formal impeachment inquiry.
Clearly, this has been an ongoing project for House Democrats since practically the moment that Secretary Clinton lost the election.
The Kentucky Republican also says border security needs to be addressed.
Now, still unwilling to work with the president and Republicans on a long-term bipartisan solution for border security, Senate Democrats are making us repeat the same show vote again. So I would urge all colleagues to once again vote for border security and vote against Democrats' resolution when it comes up later today. Now, I understand that Democrat leadership would like to invent a false choice between border security and other important military construction projects. They want to tell the American people that we can either have border security or these other important projects. But for some reason, we can't have both.
Multiple agencies are trying to discover why vaping is causing lung problems, and now more people have died from it. USA Radio Network's Wendy King with an update.
There are now 9 deaths from lung illnesses that health officials believe are linked to the use of e-cigarettes. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says the agency is working to pinpoint the cause of the illnesses.
Most of the cases with information so far have reported use of either THC or THC and nicotine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.